Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Glory, glory, hallelujah. That was the voice of Rankin Ali singing "Give to the Lord." I hope you are blessed by that song. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 26th day in March 2024. Practice generous giving. Our opening scriptures from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. And I'm reading from the Berean Study Bible. Remember this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for life. We thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for causing us to be a part of it. Lord, we receive your word today with grateful hearts, and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. A careful observation of the world in which we live reveals God as an extravagant giver and supplier, and who wants all his precious children to emulate him in this regard. Whatever God gives, he gives in superabundance. Have you ever wondered why the world has not run out of fish in the waters? Since the inception of human existence, despite the quantity of fish being consumed daily all over the world, the oxygen that over 8 billion people breathe daily has never had a moment of shortage. Since the inception of human existence, about 6,000 years ago. In fact, there is nothing that God created which is in short supply, because he is a God of superabundance. Hallelujah. In John chapter 10 verse 10, Jesus said, The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it in abundance, to the full till it overflows. Amen. God always gives to the full till it overflows, and he wants us to emulate him by becoming generous givers at all levels. While it is true that there is a divine incentive for generous giving, there is a more fundamental reason why you should be a generous giver than the expectation of reaping bountiful harvests. God wants you to be like him. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 17, the Bible says, "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." So, strive to be like your Heavenly Father in all things, especially in the area of generous giving. When Jesus wanted to feed 5,000 men, besides women and children, he gave them more than they needed to satisfy their hunger. His disciples gathered 12 full baskets of leftovers to show that when God provides anything for his people, he does it so generously. When the children of Israel cried out to Moses for food in the wilderness, God rained manna from heaven, more than enough for every one of them to eat to their satisfaction. Beloved, God doesn't just want you to be blessed, he also wants you to be a blessing to others. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, Apostle Paul said, "And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come in abundance to you, so that you may always, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything, being completely self-sufficient in him, and have an abundance for every good work and act of charity." Hallelujah. Therefore, practice generous giving and make it your way of life, so that you will be positioned to experience sufficiency in all things and also have an abundance to be a blessing to others. Amen. Shalom. Let us pray, believers. You may say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, please help me to overcome greed and selfishness. Please give me the grace for generous giving, just as you are, in Jesus' name." And we all say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 NT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, Make out time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Hillsong Worship singing, I Give You My Heart. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamefene. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. But until then, God bless you. With all my heart.
in my